Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning the 3rd of February. The big race at Wetherby last Saturday, the Totepool Towton Novices Chase, was a race full of incident, despite only five contenders taking part, following the defection of Shut the Front Door because of the heavy ground. Only three horses finished this Grade 2 contest, and the honours went to Eli Brown, trained in Oxfordshire by Charlie Longston and ridden by Noel Feely. Eli Brown is entered for the National Hunt Chase over 4 miles at next month's Cheltenham Festival. In time, he could develop into a Grand National horse. He was the second winner of the afternoon for Feely, and the champion jockey AP McCoy also rode a couple of winners. The big ride for Feely at the Cheltenham Festival is, of course, Silvianarco Conti in the Gold Cup on Friday the 14th of March. Silvianarco Conti is a former winner of the Charlie Hall Chase at Wetherby. Aurore Destreval could be a horse worth following after winning a novice's hurdle contest for fillies and mares on her British debut at Wetherby for Moulton trainer John Quinn. She too could be aimed at the Cheltenham Festival. At Sandown Park, Oscar Whiskey won the Grade 1 Scilly Isles Novices Chase for Lambourne trainer Nicky Henderson, who trails Paul Nicholls in the Trainers' Championship. Both the Cheltenham Festival and the Grand National meeting are going to be crucial in determining the trainer's title. In fact, Nicholls won last Saturday's Welsh Champion Hurdle at Fos Lass with Safia de Rio. Although West Yorkshire trainer Sue Smith sent out no planning to win a handicap chase at Wetherby on Saturday, Coverholder was fatally injured when competing in the Towton Novices Chase, and last week it was announced that her Grand National winner of last season, Aurora's Encore, has been retired after sustaining a bad injury in the previous Saturday's Skybet Chase at Doncaster. Well, there's racing at Doncaster this Thursday, the 6th of February, a 7-race programme on Town Moor starting at 1:20 and featuring a trio of £10,000 chases, comprising a novices chase and two handicaps. There's no racing in the county on Saturday, but Catterick is in action next Monday, the 10th of February, a 1:50 start at the North Yorkshire track. On a national basis, the Betfair Hurdle is featured on Saturday at Newbury. This handicap contest at 3:35 is over the extended 2 miles, and trainer Paul Nicholls has a strong hand if both Irving and Irish Saint take part. Cashmere Peak could represent Moulton trainer John Quinn after running today, Monday, on the all-weather track at Wolverhampton. The Denman Chase and the Game Spirit Chase are also featured at Newbury on Saturday, while the Grade 2 Kingmaker Novices Chase is the main race at Warwick. On Sunday, the Hennessy Gold Cup takes place at Leopardstown in Ireland. Enjoy your racing.